Chapter 3. The Relocation of the Capital. In the sixth month of the same year, 1180, the capital was suddenly moved. Utterly unexpected. It said that the capital was established during the reign of Emperor Saga, some 400 years ago. Moving the capital is no small matter and should never be done on a whim. It was all so very sudden, everyone was bewildered and apprehensive. Ultimately, once His Majesty relocated to the new capital at Namba in the province of Setsu, ministers and the high nobility soon followed suit. How could anyone who served the court stay behind? Those who crave status and those who depend on the patronage of a master, they were the first to go. Those who missed their chance and those who failed to gain office or lost their way, they were left lamenting. The homes of those who had vied for influence daily fell into disrepair. Some were dismantled, their timber floated down the Yodo River. The land where they had stood turned to fields before our eyes. People's values also changed. They came to prefer horse and saddle, no need for ox-driven carriages. Everyone sought land along the southwestern seaboard, no interests in the estates of the northeastern provinces. Around that time, I had occasion to visit the new capital at Setsu. I could see that it was terribly cramped, no space to lay out a proper urban grid. In the north, the land rose high into the hills. In the south, it sloped down to the sea. The sound of crashing waves was constant. Sea gusts were particularly violent. Located deep in the mountains, the imperial palace was reminiscent of the Maro Palace, bearing all the rustic elegance the name implies. Day after day, houses were dismantled. With their timber clogging up the river, I wondered where they would be rebuilt. So many empty lots, so few new structures going up. The old capital was already falling into ruin, the new one yet to rise. Like clouds, everyone felt adrift. Those who originally lived at the site of the new capital, they were distraught for having lost their land. Those who moved in, they were exasperated by the task of rebuilding. The people one might expect to see riding carriages up and down the avenues, they had all taken to horseback. Those who formerly wore fine court robes had donned common dress. Capital culture itself began to change as former gentlemen became rustic soldiers. The changes were bemoaned as harbingers of chaos, and sure enough, as time passed, anguish and confusion reigned. Indeed, cries of outrage eventually grew so loud, the capital was moved back to its original location that very same winter. But what about all those dismantled houses? They could not be easily rebuilt. It said that the nation, long ago, was governed with compassion by wise rulers. The imperial palace was covered with common thatch, and the eaves were left ragged.